This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, December 12, 2007. I'm Caleb Brown. Presidential candidate Fred Thompson is out with a tax plan. Chris Edwards, the Cato Institute's Director of Tax Policy Studies, says the Thompson plan looks a lot like something he recommended just a few years ago.
Thompson would continue all the Bush tax cuts after they expire in 2010. He would repeal the alternative minimum tax. He would repeal the death tax. He would drop the corporate tax rate, and he would do a major reform of the individual income tax.
Specifically on the income tax, he's offering what he's describing and lots of people are describing as a voluntary flat tax. What are the attributes of that?
Well, Thompson has taken his idea for what's being called a simplified tax from House Republicans under Congressman Paul Ryan, who've introduced a two-rate tax plan. They would scrap the current income tax code and put in a new tax code with just two simple rates, 10 and 25%, and they would eliminate virtually every deduction and credit in the tax code. And Thompson, to his credit, has grabbed hold of this plan and is running with it, and it's the best tax plan of all the candidates. What's interesting from a Cato perspective is that I introduced a very similar two-rate plan back in 2005, when the president was running a tax reform commission, and the House Republicans partly picked up on my tax plan when they introduced their two-rate plan. And so, you know, it's a good example of how you can introduce some serious tax reform ideas, and ultimately we'll get to a presidential candidate.
Now, one of the provisions of his tax plan is that those who accept the voluntary flat tax would not be able to take certain tax credits, mortgage interest, and would continue to pay taxes on capital gains and dividends.
That's right. The best option here would be complete repeal of the current income tax and putting in place the Fred Thompson tax reform plan. But there is politics here. You need to deal with politics in order to get a tax reform plan through Congress. And often tax reforms have winners and losers. And the way that Thompson's plan would deal with the losers is that you wouldn't have any losers, because you would give taxpayers a choice. They could stick with the old tax system, or they could go to the new Thompson two-rate system, and they would get a choice.
It seems as if this tax plan is of benefit to people who cannot possibly benefit from a mortgage interest deduction.
I think that the people who would jump to the new tax plan, frankly, you need some complicated analysis to find out exactly who they are. You're right that people who don't own a home and take the mortgage interest probably would jump to the new tax plan. Investors might like the new tax plan because of the lower tax rates. So, the good thing is here that there would be voluntary choice. People could jump to the new system, but once you're on the new system, you're essentially on the new system. So hopefully over time, more and more people would move away from the old system and just go to the new system.
One of the criticisms of the plan that has been offered is that it does not include projections about how much the Treasury would lose in revenue.
No, I think Thompson and the House Republican plan that is based on scored this exactly right. They said that we will introduce a tax plan that raises no more than the federal taxes raised this year, about 18.5% of GDP. There's some politics going on here. The alternative minimum tax, the AMT, is scheduled to increase taxes by about $1 trillion over the next decade. Thompson and the House Republican plan basically say, look, the federal government should not have all that extra $1 trillion in revenue. It shouldn't collect more than it collects today. So they're doing it right. They're saying our plan is revenue neutral for the amount of money that the federal government collects this year.
Thompson's plan, though, is not a flat tax in a strict sense. It is a flatter tax in the sense that people have two rates rather than the several rates.
That's right. The Thompson plan, the House Republican plan, and the Chris Edwards two-rate plan from a couple years ago, they're two-rate tax plans, and they would go probably 80% to a flat tax, the type of flat tax that Steve Forbes championed during the 1990s. Interestingly, You know, around the world, the flat tax revolution continues. Just a week or two ago, Bulgaria passed a flat tax plan for that country. They ripped out their old progressive rate system and put in a flat 10% tax system that everyone in Bulgaria will pay. So United States is behind the curve here. We got some catching up to do. I think jumping to a two-rate plan, as Fred Thompson proposed, is a good start to the ultimate end of a flat tax.
Chris Edwards is the Cato Institute's Director of Tax Policy Studies. Read more on how the feds tax you at our website, cato.org.